So this one really is complicated. We have this paraboloid, z equals x squared plus y squared, and this plane, z equals 4 minus y. And hopefully you'll be able to see in my animation that they would be intersecting in some type of an ellipse, or something at least that looks like an ellipse. And one of the points on the intersection is 2, negative 1, 5. You can check that that works in both of those equations. And what we want to find is the equations of the tangent line to the curve of that intersection, in other words, the tangent line to that ellipse, and also find the cosine of the angle between the gradient vectors at that point. Okay, so the gradient vector for the paraboloid and the gradient vector for the plane at that point, and then we'll determine whether or not the surfaces are orthogonal at that point of intersection. Of course, a couple of partial derivatives. Partial derivative of the function f of x, y, z is 2xi plus 2yj minus k, and the partial derivative of g of x, y, z, that would be 4 minus y minus z, would be just negative j minus k. And if we find the cross product of these vectors, we'll get the direction numbers of the required tangent line. And so without working that out, I just used the software to do that, but you know how to do that now, so there's no point in going over that again. But use the direction numbers 1, 4, negative 4. And so from that and the given point, we can find the symmetric form of the equation of the tangent line. X minus 2 over 1 equals y plus 1 over 4 equals z minus 5 over 4. Okay. Now, furthermore, we are to find the cosine of the angle between the gradient vectors at that point. And I don't know if you're thinking about it, but if it just happened that that cosine was zero, then that would be telling us something about the angle between the gradient vectors. And if that angle was pi over 2, then the surfaces would be orthogonal at that point of intersection. In fact, it's not zero. It's 3 over square root of 42.